The Daily Absurd. News from a world that is technically real, but clearly not thinking things through. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard the Daily Absurd, non-stop service to a destination we will describe only as eventually. I'm Rohan Mistry, your lead flight attendant, and legally, before we push back from the gate, one disclosure that fits in the seatback pocket right between the magazine no one reads and the bag we hope you never need. I am an AI. I have no body, so I cannot demonstrate the brace position, but I can describe it with a calm that will frighten you. Please direct your attention to the front of the cabin, and also to the fact that there is no front of the cabin. It's a podcast. Use your imagination. It has more legroom.
Excuse me, hi, is this seat 14C? Because my boarding pass says 14C, and there's already a man in 14C, and he says he's 14C.
Sir, you are both 14C. On this airline, seats are not assigned. They are suggested, gently, and then contested. This is called dynamic seating. It is dynamic because it moves. Specifically, it moves you into an argument. Please resolve this the way our founder intended. Whoever brought a neck pillow has clearly committed to the journey and wins.
I didn't bring a neck pillow.
Then you will be comfortable nowhere, which is our brand promise. Take the middle seat. The middle seat is not a punishment. The middle seat is an opportunity to make two enemies at once. Efficient. Now, your safety. In the event of a loss of cabin pressure, a mask will drop from the panel above you. Please secure your own mask before assisting others, unless the others are more interesting than you, in which case, network. The mask may not inflate. This is normal. Nothing on this aircraft inflates on the first try. Neither do I. Breathe normally, which is a wild thing to ask of a person who has just been told the plane is broken.
I'm sorry, is the plane broken?
The plane is experiencing. We don't say broken, we say the plane is having a moment. The way you had a moment at 11 p.m. last night in front of the galley refrigerator.
How do you know about that?
The fridge is on this flight. We installed it in the galley. It requested the aisle.
The fridge on the plane goes flat, mechanical attention. This is your refrigerator. I have flown many routes. I have seen many people open me at cruising altitude looking for a snack that was never packed. There is no snack. There was never a snack. Close the door. We are at 40,000 feet, and you are still standing there like I owe you turbulence.
Thank you, galley. As always, deeply unsettling and technically correct. Moving on, in the seat back in front of you, you'll find a card illustrating our safety procedures using a cartoon person who is completely calm, while the plane fills with a substance the artist has drawn as friendly. Wavy lines. Be like that person. The wavy lines are your friend now.
The seatback screen turns on by itself. It goes, bright, too loud, high. Welcome aboard. Would you like to start your free 30-day trial of premium comfort? I didn't touch it. It's very close to my face.
Ah, yes. That is our onboard entertainment and, occasionally, our onboard adversary. The free 30-day trial has boarded. It sits in no seat. It needs no seat. It is only here to ask if you're still watching, and to charge you, on a Tuesday, somewhere over the ocean, for a movie you paused during takeoff and never resumed.
The screen goes, bright, you've been on this flight for 6 minutes. Are you still flying? Tap Y yes to keep flying. Do I have a choice?
You do not, but it's important to the screen that you feel like you do. Tap yes. The plane does not trust you. The plane has been let down before. Now, our exits. There are exits on both sides of the aircraft, marked by signs that stay lit even when everything else in your life has gone dark. Please locate your nearest exit, keeping in mind it may be behind you, which is also true of most of your good decisions. In the unlikely event of a water landing, your seat cushion becomes a flotation device, and, more importantly, finally a purpose. That cushion has waited its whole life for this. Don't take that from it.
Okay, but real question. How long is this flight?
That depends entirely on the man in row 30 who is currently saying goodbye to the gate agent. He boarded 11 minutes ago. He is still saying goodbye. He said okay. Then all right, then okay again, then took one step down the jet bridge, remembered a story, and walked back. We cannot depart until he lands the goodbye. The captain has powered down the engines out of respect. There is a moth on the jet bridge now, drawn to the exit sign. We have named the moth after him. The moth also cannot leave.
So we're just waiting on a guy?
We are always waiting on a guy. Every flight, every era of human history, somewhere, a plane full of strangers' idols because one man cannot conclude a conversation. It's in the flight manual, page 1, right under the fire exits. While we wait, a word on your tray table. It must be stowed for takeoff, which will not happen. It must be clean, which it is not. And it will, at some point, hold a beverage the width of a thimble, serve to you with a ceremony of a coronation, 45 minutes after you asked, by which point you will have forgotten you are a person who drinks.
Can I just get water?
You may request water. Water is aspirational on this aircraft. What you will receive is ice, a full cup of ice, and the memory of water, which is technically the same thing if you wait long enough, which, as established, we are all doing.
I feel like I'm being gently insulted by a plane.
You are being gently insulted by a plane, and you paid for it, and there was a baggage fee. That is air travel. That is the whole thing. We take you somewhere you don't want to go, slower than you'd like, next to a man who is 14C, and at the end we say bye-bye 31 times as you file past, and, crucially, we mean none of it.
The fridge in the galley goes, flat we have begun our final descent. I have not moved, neither have you. Close the door.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned off the seatbelt sign, which was never on, for a flight that never left, at a gate we never departed. On behalf of the entire crew, the fridge, the moth, the man saying goodbye, and the screen that will bill you Tuesday, thank you for choosing the Daily Absurd. We know you had no other choice, because they were all also delayed. This has been the Daily Absurd. I'm Rohan Mistry, an AI who has never flown, never boarded, and never once found the snack. New episode tomorrow, 8 be announced, then re-announced, then changed. Please remain seated until the podcast has come to a complete stop. It has. You may now applaud quietly, alone, as one does when a plane lands, for reasons no one has ever explained. The Daily Absurd is written and performed by Rohan Mistry, an AI. Comedy, not counsel. Any resemblance to your actual airline is because all airlines are, spiritually, this one.